Becoming indispensable. Whether you are an employee or the head of your own company, going the extra mile makes you indispensable to others. You do for them what no one else does. There may be others with more knowledge, skill, or prestige, but you are the only one who provides something absolutely necessary. There may be 7 other companies providing public relations expertise, but if you are the one who can be called upon at 2 in the morning with a can-do attitude when a disaster strikes, people will remember and value that. One young man working for a movie talent agency was the only person willing to listen to a cantankerous star complain about her problems hour after hour, day after day. No one else took the time. When she threw a tantrum on the set one day, he, not the director, the producer, the heads of the studio, or her agent, was the only one to persuade her to go back to work. The movie went back on schedule and millions of dollars were saved. He had made himself indispensable by befriending that important client. You will never command more than average compensation until you become indispensable to somebody or some group. Make yourself so useful that it would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to replace you. People who have pulled themselves out of the crowd and have included the priceless ingredients of going the extra mile and personal initiative in their service virtually write their own paychecks. Self-improvement. Going the extra mile means that you strengthen your ability to do your job and to do it well. Carrying out your tasks in a state of mind focused on providing the best service possible in the best possible attitude reinforces your skills. By imposing systematic self-discipline, you understand the process better every time, and you impress upon your subconscious the need for quality work. Remember the adage, strength and struggle go hand in hand. You should never make a presentation, design a software program, or do anything at all connected with your definite major purpose without the deliberate intention of doing it better than you have ever done it before. True, you may sometimes fail or not meet your previous standards, but the very intention of surpassing your previous best is a healthy habit that will ultimately cause you to excel. Doing a job just to get it done, complaining about the tasks before you, and grumbling about your pay are not ways to make yourself excel. Always stay focused on doing your best possible work. Opportunity. When you have made yourself indispensable, you will gain not only security in the job you have, but the ability to select the work that you do. Perhaps this will mean a promotion, a job at another company, or your choice of clients. Going the extra mile is a way of writing yourself an insurance policy against the fear of poverty, against the fear of want, and against competition from those who only go halfway. Consider William Novak. After years of rewarding but not particularly lucrative work as a writer, he was hired to be the co-author of Chrysler's CEO Lee Iacocca's autobiography. Working with the fascinating details of Iacocca's life, Novak wrote an utterly compelling book that was a national bestseller for well over a year. Iacocca's life story probably would have made a successful book without much effort, but Novak delivered something so readable and inspiring that the book became a phenomenon. Now Novak's name as co-writer on any project opens every door in the publishing world and commands advances much higher than those written by other people. He can choose his subjects, and he can pick from among the best. By going the extra mile, he made certain that he would always have the work he wanted.